You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This might come as a shock to you, but the Seattle Mariners made another trade. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but let's talk to Greg Johns about that. I'm Allison Footer. Greg, I say that facetiously because the Mariners are always making trades. Good for Jerry DePoto. So tell us about the latest right-handed pitcher that they have acquired.
Yeah, Chase DeJong. And Allison, it had been 21 days, so Jerry, I think it was getting the itchy trigger finger. He likes the team he's got. They're pretty set. But this is a guy he says they've been pursuing since last July. Really like this Chase DeJong. He was a Double-A Texas League Pitcher of the Year last year in the Dodgers organization. And Jerry really likes him, kind of guy that he likes to go after, a strike thrower, command guy. He's not going to knock you over with 100-mile-an-hour stuff. But as Jerry says, it's hard to trade for Clayton Kershaw. And these are the kind of guys you really build your team up with, the kind of depth. And they got a few of these guys now that they really like. He's going to start the season in Triple-A Tacoma. He's a 23-year-old. With some nice upside, and they're kind of building a nice pool of pitchers waiting in the wings here, which is good to see. I mean, any organization needs that pitching depth, and they're kind of putting him in with the Andrew Moore and Max Povzy and some other guys that they've picked up here to kind of be that next wave or guys that we may see sooner than later if they get the kind of injuries they had last year. So they really like the kid. Just been a very poised and mature kid, and seems like he's fitting right in. He was in the Dodgers camp, which is just down the road. So as he said, he got his car this morning and just went to a different camp. And here he is putting on a different uniform and excited to be here.
Yeah, so what do they have? It sounds like he's got a big upside. Did they give up these guys that they gave up? Anybody that we should be concerned about that they might have given up too much?
Well, every trade you give up. Drew Jackson, the shortstop out of Stanford, had a nice year for him two years ago, I guess, and fairly highly rated prospect. Kid out of Stanford with good defender and was playing, but he's playing A-ball last year. DeJong a little more developed, a little closer to being ready to go. So I think from that perspective, if you're looking for immediate results, I mean, DeJong's a guy that's going to be knocking on the door of being a major league pitcher, where Jackson's probably a little further off. And the other kid they gave up was a real young, hard-throwing reliever that in rookie ball. So that's most trades. So with prospects, you never know how they're going to come out. But I know they're very high on DeJong, and I think he's a guy that we'll probably see. I certainly see pitching in Tacoma, and if he pitches well, wouldn't be surprised to see him certainly by next year in Seattle at some point.
Okay, so moving to the Major League club, Gene Segura has been added, I guess, to the World Baseball Classic to the Dominican Republic. So how did that come about?
Yeah, just he's filling in for Hanley Ramirez. That just news just came out, and Segura very excited about it, and the Mariners publicly supportive, but they're looking at things. This is they've now got 12 guys going to the WBC, and a lot of them are the heart of this team. Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Gene Segura going to the Dominican, and you got Felix going to Venezuela, and Edwin Diaz is going to Puerto Rico, and Yovani Gallardo going to Mexico. This is a couple of their starters, and really the middle infield, good chunk of their 2-3-4 lineup hitters. So they're going to be interesting for a week or two, how they fare in spring here. As DePoto says, great to give some of the young guys, other young guys, step up here with a chance to get some exposure. But I would guess Scott Service, the manager, probably wondering, hey, what happened to my middle infield here of Cano and Segura that I wanted to work with? But that's part of the WBC. Every team's going through it. But just talked to Segura, and very, very excited to be going to play for his home country of the Dominican, and going with his good friend Robinson Cano. They'll be the middle infield with that defending champion Dominican team. So pretty good squad the Dominicans got lined up. And he's going to be a part of that, and we won't see him in camp here for the next 10 or 12 days. Once they're all leaving, I think this weekend, about Sunday is the last day. They'll be playing Saturday and Sunday, and then most of these guys take off for their various camps. So WBC, an interesting element to spring this year, and it's going to affect a lot of teams and what they were looking at here in camp for a while.
Yeah, it's interesting because on the flip side of it, does that open up some opportunities just for some of these guys that probably aren't going to make the team, most likely aren't going to make the team, but for them to get more playing time? I mean, part of the problem with spring training is they have 57 players in camp. I mean, how do you find enough innings for these pitchers? How do you find enough playing time for these position guys? It really is a chance for some of these these players that maybe we haven't heard so much about, maybe just making an impression, and then when it comes time for a promotion, this could stick in the minds of the front office.
No doubt. And you know, a guy like DeJong that we were just talking about, I mean, he's going to be certainly getting some innings, some prime innings, those kind of pitchers that, yeah, you need arms to get through. I mean, guys are only throwing 2-3 innings at a time, so they're going to be using a lot of guys, and some that'll be here in camp later on, and some that they'll just bring over from the minor league side probably to fill in. But you look at middle infield. We're just talking about certainly Sean O'Malley and Taylor Motter are going to be playing a lot and getting a good look at those guys competing for roster spot and a utility role, and they're going to get a darn good look and see what they can do, as well as a lot of the arms and camp. So yeah, that is, as DePoto says, that's the positive, and they're going to hang on to that. They love the fact that as DePoto says, the world looks at us and says we like your players. We're going to take 12 of them, and they also like the fact that some of these young kids here in camp will get a good shot to show what they can do.
So Joe Posnanski, our super duper reporter, who does these wonderful in-depth features, had a nice feature on Felix Hernandez recently, and I guess I kind of want to focus on, he was really struck by his intensity and the fact that he's bigger, he's stronger, but he's not like, he just kind of is, he used to like look kind of flamboyant in his different hair colors and stuff, and it just seems like he's settling down and seeming more intense, maybe a little bit more edgy when it comes to some of the umpiring. What's behind this, and have you noticed that?
Well, it's interesting. When the season ended last year in the last game, Felix pitched at the end, and talking afterwards, he said, I am motivated to come back and show that the king is still the king, and he's taken that seriously. He is, look, all business this year, and Felix is a fun-loving guy, and, he's always going to have some fun, but he does seem to have a chip on his shoulder, but this is a guy that hasn't been criticized a lot in his career, and I think he's heard some people, definitely read some things that, hey, is Felix on the way down? Is he done? Are the innings caught up with him? And this is a guy with a lot of pride, and he's definitely out to prove that he is still the king, and that's that would be a very good thing for the Mariners. He is in camp, came pitching early, and part of that's the WBC. He needs to get ready for Venezuela, but a good part of that is, hey, I'm going to change some things this year, and one of those is getting out, throwing more early, being ready, and working on his fastball a lot more this year. They really want to see his velocity tick up a little bit so that it can counter that wicked changeup that he's got and make his other pitches play off it. They feel like he's got to get back to, he's not going to be the old Felix throwing 98, but they need him to throw that more, to trust it more, and get hitters off some of his other off-speed stuff, and I think that was a little bit of the problem last year. So, and we're talking problems with Felix. It's not like he had a horrible year last year. It just wasn't the king. He's hurt a little bit. His final numbers were down. His strikeouts were down. His walks were up. Those kind of things that they expect and need to change this year. So, yeah, a little edge, a little steel in Felix's eye, and it's good to see.
Yeah, I guess it's anybody can be humbled, and I guess when you have people kind of starting to doubt you, and you've never really dealt with any kind of failure before, then you can, it's a little bit of a reality check, no matter who it's happening to. Okay, so we're going to move on to a totally different topic, and I'm actually going to ask you about you. Favorite memory that you have had covering baseball? You've been covering baseball a very, very long time, and I use AJ Cassavell, our young reporter for the Padres, as an example of someone who hasn't been covering the beat a long time, and he came up with a very nice memory, and of course then talking to Richard Justice and Ken Gernick, and Richard Justice was like kind of humble brag. Oh, one of my favorite memories is game 6 of the 86 World Series when somebody like threw beer on him in excitement. So I really like that one. So tell me something, just something that you think of fondly when you think about covering baseball these years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess personally kind of the coolest thing that I can remember doing was going to Japan with the Mariners in 2012 when they kicked off the season with the A's over in Tokyo. And it was such a great experience to be with the team and get a chance to do some of the things. We were over there for a week and off the baseball field, but had a chance. They were doing Dustin Ackley and Justin Smoke went out to a military base in Tokyo, and I got a chance to tag along with them. And they put us on a Blackhawk helicopter, and we toured over Tokyo, which is the coolest thing I've ever seen, and being on a Blackhawk, and the pilot started doing some dips and duels to try to get us a little excitement. It's pretty cool being in a Blackhawk over Tokyo and playing around with a pilot that wanted to show us what a Blackhawk helicopter can do, which was make your stomach drop a little bit here and there. So that was cool. And being in Japan at that time, it was right after the big earthquake and tsunami, and had a chance to go with Hisashi Iwakuma out to his hometown, which had been devastated by the tsunami, a little more serious note. And he took us out to a stadium that they were helping rebuild, and the kids out there were so happy to see Hisashi and their hero there in Japan. And they'd been through a lot of those kids, a lot of their parents and family members and everything else, but they were so happy just to see baseball and be playing baseball and getting a field rebuilt for them. You know, those are the kind of memories that stick for me. You know, I've seen a lot of games, a lot of things, but sometimes those human things, the fun and the hard things that are kind of what the sport is all about sometimes. It's just the people that play it and the people they affect.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's those things you look back and like, wow, I've done some pretty cool stuff in my career. Like, we don't ever take it for granted, but it is pretty neat, like, just everything that you're able to do just because of the, you know, the profession that you're in. So very interesting. Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy spring. We'll catch up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.